This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot, and I am broadcasting here live at the UFO Congress, and I'm going to have a very interesting guest who is actually not here with us, but she's quite well known in her own right, for one thing, of being the sort of, I don't know, instigator of rumor mill news. I'm not sure what she would classify that as, but at any rate, Raelynn Allen, I'm very, very happy to have her as my guest. It's possible I may be able to get some of the attendees here at the cocktail party at the UFO Congress to also stop by and say hello during the broadcast. That's a possibility. We don't know for sure. And I am here with Bill Ryan from Project Avalon and Project Camelot, as people will know. And I'm sure you can hear the background music here for the party that's going on inside the auditorium there. So it's going to be a very interesting event here that we're at. And Bob Dean is speaking, Michael Schratt, Carol Rosen, and many other speakers, very interesting speakers list for the event. If you want to come on down, they've just started. They haven't actually really gotten all that much underway. They just started with a few speakers late today, and then they'll continue starting tomorrow morning and go through to Sunday, all the way to the end of the day on Sunday, if I remember correctly. So everyone is welcome to come by and say hello to us at Project Camelot, and hopefully we'll be getting some very interesting interviews while we're here. We're going to be planning to interview Carol Rosen, Rich Dolan, who we've had on the show a number of times, the author of UFOs in the National Security State, and hope to get an actual video interview with him, which should be a lot of fun. And we'll be doing some joint interviews, Bill Ryan and myself. And maybe there will be some behind-the-scenes whistleblowers. Who knows? At these events, you never know what may come along. So that should be a lot of fun. Aside from that, I guess there's a lot of things on my blog for those of you that are listening tonight. And I haven't had a chance to actually tweet this radio show out like I usually do. We'll try to do that briefly during the break. But at any rate, if you want to tweet it out to people, that would be great. And like I said, having Raelynn Allen as my guest will be very, very interesting. I've been reading her book. I believe it's called Oberon or something like The Tales of Oberon or something. Fascinating mixture of truth and mythology, and it will be fun to discuss all of that with her, as well as her background and her knowledge in so many different areas. Aside from that, I do direct people to the new White Hat report that's on my blog. They are talking about okay, we're going to go to a short break here. We'll be back right back with Raelynn Allen. This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be
okay. Someday
it's going to come.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and I'm very, very happy to welcome Raylan Allen from Rumor Mill News on the show with me tonight. Raylan, are you there? Are you able to hear me, Raylan?
Yes, I'm able to hear you.
Lovely. Okay, now I'm hearing you. That's just great.
Okay,
sorry,
great.
Sorry for the confusion here. I'm actually at the UFO Congress in Phoenix broadcasting live here.
Oh, boy, does that sound like fun.
And, yes, quite an interesting crowd. Many people I'm sure you would know and recognize, Bob Dean and Michael Schratt and many others. As you can imagine, it's quite an event. It's going to go on until Sunday here in Phoenix.
Oh, that is a very long event. And Phoenix is just absolutely the perfect place to hold UFO festivals.
I agree with you. So it's really exciting to talk to you after all this time. You know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and I'm reading your Oberon Chronicles, as you corrected me with the name there. but it's a lot of fun reading it, and you know, I'm still partway through it. So you know, I'm happy to have you sort of share some bits and pieces there from your background and your experiences with your ex-husband, and I think people would like to hear that. Maybe you could start off by talking about how you got involved in all of this.
Well, that was exactly the place where I thought I should start. Most people only know my husband, Günter Ressbacher. He was the number three man in the CIA, and he was arrested 2 days after we were married. But they don't know that I was married to an equally amazingly interesting man before I married Gunter. I was married to Dr. John Norval Dyer, and I mentioned John Norval because he was descended from one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and he was named after him. Came from a very old Virginia family. John had a PhD from Berkeley in nuclear physics, and he worked his entire life, his entire academic life. He was at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He was chairman of the physics department. He was dean of science and engineering. And he actually designed three things for the Navy. He and a friend hand built, as in carpentry laborers, because they could not get the money to they couldn't get the government to give the money to do it. They built a linear accelerator. And where did they get the pieces? They got the pieces from Stanford's linear accelerator. And the only reason I mention that is I just want you to know the brains and the quality of man that John was. He just wasn't an administrator. He was someone that really knew what he was doing. He designed the anti-submarine warfare program for the United States Navy. And now here is where I come in. He also designed the electronic warfare program for the United States Navy. And of course, when I married him, I knew that he was ASW, anti-submarine warfare, and EW, and chairman of the physics department. I knew all of this, but I had no idea what electronic warfare entailed. You know, I thought, well, electronic warfare, sure, they're making guns that shoot electronics at people. Well, yeah, that it was exactly what they were making, but the electronics that they were shooting at people were to inflict upon that person a degree of mind control. And in some of the people, some of the people were driven absolutely crazy. Some of the people became New Age channels, some of the people were completely mind-controlled and turned into what we call Manchurian candidate assassins. And it's all done at a distance. And so that is what the electronic warfare program was about. Now, interestingly...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, and my first husband is the one that designed that. So by the time I married Gunter, I was knee-deep in this kind of stuff and still doing research on it and still trying to figure out who I had married. Let me just give you an example. Once a month, the Navy would send a two-seater jet in to pick up my husband. They would fly him from the Monterey Peninsula to China Lake, which is all the way on the other side of the desert and kind of going up into the mountains. Now, I have tried to find out what goes on at China Lake. Most people think it's just a testing ground for new weapons and this sort of thing. My husband, John, would never mention one thing about China Lake, but when I would pick him up at the airport after he came back, and he was a pilot, so he loved flying. There would be nothing that would cause him to shake because he had just come in on a Navy jet, unless the Navy guy did a number of barrel rolls and a tail strike and a few things like that when he was coming in. But I doubt if that would have happened, because the airport that he was coming into at the time was a little tiny airport. And I was standing up there on the balcony, and I could have seen anything that happened. When he would come in, he would be shaking. His hands would physically be shaking. And nothing scared my husband. Nothing scared him. But when he would come back from China Lake, the first few times, I just said, gee, what's wrong with you? And he said, oh, I'm really tired. And I accepted it at that. But every single time he came home, he was shaking like a leaf. I met a woman who had been one of the scientists there. And what she told me is that is where they are doing research on the Greys, and she believes that the Greys are not aliens. She thinks that they are created creatures, but they were created with human DNA. So Lord knows what else goes on at China Lake besides it being a weapons testing center. So
what about when you say this is John that you're talking about, right?
Yes, John Dyer.
Okay, so he was the one who also worked, though, in electronic warfare. So they must be doing some electronic warfare out of there as well.
Well, I would imagine, but his field, his bailiwick, was so big that I wouldn't know which particular aspect, if it was the anti-submarine warfare, if it was, the work that they were doing with the linear accelerator, whether it was the work they were doing, in electronic weaponry, or, a number of other different things that he was involved with that I don't even know about, but I know that he was involved with it, such as holographic technology. And so, just combine the electronic warfare with the holographic technology and imagine that you can beam thoughts into a person's head while you are beaming a person right in front of them. And guess who fell for this?
Sure.
I was sitting long after John had died, and I'd been married to Gunter for 4 years. I was sitting in a hotel with a woman who is fairly well known now. At the time, she was not well known, but out of the wall comes, by the way, it was a CIA hotel. Out of the wall comes a golden being. And I said, "Oh my God, don't you see him?" And she says, "See what?" I said, "Don't you see that man standing right next to you?" She did not. I was the only one that could see him, or she was lying to me, one or the other. And then she said, "I am your son, and I am going to be telling you all sorts of interesting things about what's coming off, up in the world and what's heaven." And I can't remember what he said, but he said, "I want you to leave tomorrow morning. I want you to go home and sit at your computer, and I will teach you. You will hear my voice in your head, and I will teach you how to take dictation." And so now this person is a very famous New Age channel, let's put it that way, with numerous books. Okay, what do I believe happened? I believe I was used to give her the message so that she would not feel like she was going crazy when she started hearing voices. I believe a holographic machine was used to make the golden man, and I believe the voice was beamed into my head the same way that they beamed into my head the Obregon Chronicles. So now imagine what that could do. Imagine right in the middle of your conference that voices are going into everybody's head in the language that they speak, and right in the middle of your conference is this absolutely gorgeous woman saying, "We come in peace."
Exactly.
We come in peace.
The trouble is that the real situation could also happen.
That's
and
correct.
This is where we have a problem. But it is fascinating. So in essence, are you telling me this being showed themselves to you and you did not believe, you were sort of hip enough not to fall for it?
No, I wasn't that hip in those days. I fell for it.
Oh, I see. So you did go home and sit at your computer?
No, not me. I gave that message to a woman who went home and sat at her computer.
Okay, but you're not naming that person, is that right?
No, I'm not naming that person.
Okay.
As I said, she's fairly well known.
But have you ever talked to her about it? You didn't, that it might have been, or did you, just feel that you couldn't go down that road?
I felt I could not go down that road. And there are some fights that I will take on. But there are other fights that aren't necessary, and that's not a necessary fight. Because I've read the information that she's bringing through, and it truly isn't harming anyone. And if indeed it is the It's the information that keeps programmed Manchurian candidates in their programming, which I don't know whether it is or not. But there are many government-sponsored channels that channel information on a weekly basis. They put it out either over the internet or through newsletters. And their orders are to read the information three or four times that is in their mind. They are absolutely addicted to these newsletters when they come. And what the newsletter is designed for is to keep the sleeper in the program. And it used to be before the computers that these had to be mailed to people. And, of course, it was dangerous to mail them because some of the sleepers, if they were known to the enemy or to the other side, somebody could go in and kill the sleeper because they had gotten a hold of the mailing list and tracked down each particular person, you know, and determined which one was the sleeper. And so it was very dangerous to send it out via the mail. That is why they went online and they opted to do emailings. And so now there are a number of them. There are so many of them, you know, both the ones that work for the New World Order and the ones that work for the faction that oppose the New World Order. There are just, you know, it's like you fight fire with fire. And if the New World Order is doing it, then... Yeah, then you do it too. So
I see that. That's very interesting. Where one would think that only the New World Order had that kind of technology.
No. If you go into Faction 2, which is this group of sovereigns, the heads of sovereign nations and like-minded sovereign humans of every country who want to be the king in their own body and in their own house, like-minded sovereigns have grouped together. And there is a very strong... group of them. And one of the reasons that I say you have to fight fire with fire, and I'm not the one that came up with that. It was a Navy admiral that sat me down during the 4 years that Gunter was in prison and educated me about who he was and, you know, who Faction 2 was, et cetera, et cetera. And this admiral said that, he described the way that someone is brought into Faction 2, and they put them down in something that looks like a dentist's chair. They shoot them up with scopolamine. They attach electrodes to their heads, and they scan them for any hidden programming. And they go back to childhood. They scan childhood memories. It's just it's just amazing what the technology can do. I mean, there are hundreds of years.
When you say Faction 2, you're considering these to be what I would call maybe the white hats. Is that correct?
Yes. For the longest time, I saw them as the white hats, and now I'm beginning to wonder. are they going to be any better? I have no idea. But they are the ones that my husband Gunter was aligned with, and they are the ones that many of the people that I still know and work with today are aligned with. But the reason that they had to have such elaborate methods of initiation into their inner circle, inner sanctum, is Faction 1, the New World Order, could program people with literally hidden hidden files within the brains of the people. And the hidden files would become activated once the person was inside the inner sanctum. And so anybody that went to Faction 2 and said, look, I'm an American patriot, I want to join you, or I'm a Chinese patriot, I want to join you, I'm a Russian patriot, I want to join you, they would be put through this thing. And if they were found to be working for the New World Order, they never got out of the, they never woke up from what they were in, let's put it that way. And
really?
So.
Okay, well, yeah. That's very interesting. Do you think you were put through that?
As a matter of fact, I do. It was right after being on Offutt Air Force Base in 1990, and we were there with George Herbert Walker Bush, the director of the CIA, William Webster. I had lunch with him. The director of covert operations, who was not only my husband's boss, but he was also my husband's uncle from Austria. And there were a number of people. Dick Cheney was there. Interestingly enough, Dick Cheney was not in the inner circle at that time. He only came to the inner circle when he was vice president. And I hear the music.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to go to commercial right now. We'll be right back with Raelynn Allen. It's fascinating to talk to you, Raelynn.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Raylan Allen. Raylan, are you with me?
I think I am. Am I with you?
Yes, you are. And
okay, great.
It's actually very fascinating to hear your take on some of this, because your background is so deep down the rabbit hole, so to speak. So please continue, because we were talking about, we had just ended where you were actually taken in and put through this process by what you call the second group, or a
kind of
a white hat group that you feel maybe were working on the part of the people at some point, although I'm not understanding what you're talking about if you're saying Dick Cheney is part of that group.
No. Dick, what I was saying was George Herbert Walker Bush was in the hotel room at Malmstrom on Offutt Air Force Base, directly across from Gunter and I. On one side of Gunter and I was the head of the CIA. On the other side was the National Security Advisor, Brent Scowcroft. And I can't remember who the two rooms on either side of Bush were, but they were of equal importance to the CIA and the NSA. But all the way down at the end of the hall was Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was the Secretary of Defense under Bush, but he was not in that inner sanctum circle that George Herbert Walker Bush had to have around him at that particular time. Don't ask me why. But he was kept on the periphery of it. And my husband, Gunter, was right there in the middle of it.
Okay. But do you know, just sorry to interrupt you here, but do you happen to know what changed that moved Cheney up
into
the inner sanctum? You don't know?
No, I don't have any idea, except more than likely they realized that he was a very good, and I hate to use this, but step and fetch it, and followed orders very well. The way that the controllers of the world use sex and homosexuality to control people. I am certain that his wife is bisexual. I know his daughter is gay and married, and I think has a baby. Those are the type of people that the New World Order wants. And maybe during George Herbert Walker Bush's time, that was too close to Ronald Reagan and to the moral majority and this sort of thing. And Dick Cheney could not be allowed to be in the inner sanctum because of what certain people knew about his wife. Also, I believe his wife is his handler. And I think that she probably takes her orders directly from the City of London, as does his daughter.
Okay, but there are a lot of husband-wife handlers, you know, everywhere.
Of course.
Know. Yeah, so that's very, very common in my experience. But if your husband was that close into the inner sanctum, how is it that he was actually a good guy, so to speak?
Let me finish the story about what happened to me on Offutt Air Force Base.
Okay.
You said down the rabbit hole. We were there for 4 days, and the reason that Gunter was there for 4 days is he had been in jail for a year, and they needed to know that he remembered how to fly an SR-71. So they were putting him through the, those testers that I don't know what they're called. You know, the where you go into a building and you enter into this thing and you're actually flying an airplane. What
is a simulator?
A simulator. Thank you. That was the reason that we were on Offutt Air Force Base. Well, I didn't know what Gunter was doing at night. I knew he had meetings at night. He didn't bother to tell me what he was doing. And so I spent a lot of time alone. And one afternoon he came back and I said, well, show me the base. I haven't even been out of this room. All I get to see is look out and see the flight. The flight line. By the way, I saw the Aurora. I saw the wing aircraft. I saw a number of airplanes on Offutt that I have never seen again. Let's put it that way.
What year was that?
This was July of 1990. And the aurora wasn't even a thought in anybody's mind at the time. And this flying wing, has anybody ever seen the flying wing? I saw the flying wing. It was really something. Okay, so Gunter took me for a walk, and I saw this really lovely hill with a missile coming out of it. And, of course, I thought the missile was there like a statue. So I said, let's go on up the hill. The gate's open. If we weren't supposed to be there, the gate wouldn't be open. So we walked on up, and I look at the missile, and I look down, and I said, this doesn't look like a statue. Is this real? And he shook his head. It was a real Minuteman missile, ready to go. And then suddenly we are surrounded by Air Force intelligence in their black uniforms with their guns pointed at us. And over the loudspeaker, I heard, Captain Rusbacher, you do not have clearance to be at this location. Please exit through that gate. And so we exited through that gate. And when we exited through the gate, I saw the name of the road that we exited on. It was Looking Glass Lane. And so I had actually walked through the looking glass at that time. You talk about falling down the rabbit hole. That was the beginning of me falling down the rabbit hole. So I'll skip forward to a lot of things. We left off at, we ended up in Winnemucca, Nevada. We were staying at a CIA hotel in a CIA room, and Gunter told me to turn on the television. I turned on the television, and there was George Herbert Walker Bush in a CIA training tape. He was driving around in a Cadillac convertible. It was 1962, somewhere around there. Jack Kennedy had just been elected president, and they were teaching their people how to gain access to a house and search it and never have the person know that they were searching it. So it was Bible salesmen, and the two Bible salesmen, one was a man named Vernon Jordan, and the housewife that opened up the door was Jean Kirkpatrick. You know, these are very young people, but it was, you knew it was Jean Kirkpatrick. So Jean Kirkpatrick, the ambassador, was CIA since the beginning. And she says, I'm not Catholic. I don't want a Catholic Bible. And the guys go, are you prejudiced? You hate our new president? Is that what it is? No, I'm not prejudiced. Well, they finally insulted her in every way, and she invites them in. And as soon as they get in the house, they start showing her what a beautiful Bible this was, and it'll go down, you know, in history as something incredible, you know, the first American president's Catholic Bible. And then one of the men says, I need a drink of water. And she says, oh, here, let me get it for you. He says, no, I know where your kitchen is. I can find it. And so the man who's going for a glass of water searches the entire house while the other man keeps the woman totally wrapped in attention. And that was a CIA training tape narrated by George Herbert Walker Bush. It starred Jean Kirkpatrick, Vernon Jordan, Stansfield Turner, and Brzezinski, and William Webster. Those were the ones in it that I recognized. Okay.
So when was this made? What year was this?
Well, John Kennedy had just been elected, so it probably had to be 1962, that this training tape was made. But training tapes, I mean, the techniques, you can make one in 1950, and it's still good for, 2010, because the basics are down there.
I understand. So can you tell me, where was Gunther coming from, that he was involved in this work? Like, did he tell you what his rationale was?
Yes, he was a member of the Habsburg family. He was a Habsburg baron on his father's side. He was an Esterhazy Archduke Herzog on his mother's side, and his family on both sides were some of the ones who refused to sign the treaty with the Allies, saying, we will never try to come back to our lands. We will never try to restore the monarchy. Okay, and the reason that his family did not do this was because they understood the whole reason behind World War II. I mean, this wasn't Adolf Hitler, you know, trying to build an empire. This was British-controlled, what should I say, City of London-controlled Adolf Hitler trying to bomb the only countries that are powerful enough to oppose them back into the Stone Age. And that was what was going on in World War II, regardless of, you know, the history that the victors have written. There's a whole other side to history that maybe one of these days we will actually know.
Well, there are many people that do talk about this aspect of World War II. However, and the State of Israel was also created in that sort of deal.
Yeah, it was actually created, wasn't it the end of World War One, or maybe even, yeah, I think it was the end of World War One, that Balfour Declaration. I defy anybody to read the Balfour Declaration and understand it. It's gobbledygook.
I've heard, you're also psychic, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you go back beyond, in other words, to the early history as to why these groups do what they do and what their agendas are?
Yes, I have, and a lot of that is covered in the Obregon Chronicles. And in my opinion, we are run, the planet is being run by a rogue group of aliens that were trapped here when the Earth went into quarantine. And the reason the Earth went into quarantine, according to the Obregon Chronicles, is because the Earth is very, very important in the entire scope of the combined universes. What is taught on Earth cannot be taught anywhere else. And what that is it's compassion all the way at a soul level. And when you have compassion all the way at a soul level, you cannot alter someone else's soul journey.
Okay.
And that was what Earth was created for. But
we have plenty of people here on the planet doing just the opposite, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering how does your, again, to get back to your husband and to your own trajectory, which, you know, in the Obregon Chronicles, you do talk about, but you sort of go between what appears to be sort of an archetypical or a mythological approach to the actual sort of hard knocks experience that you had on Earth. You know, so you go back and forth between different dimensions and so on. What I'm wondering is where was Gunther sort of spiritually, psychologically during this time when he was alive and you were dealing with him and he was doing this work?
Well, Gunther was extremely psychic. He knew who he had been in many of these past lives. And one of the people that I admire in history is Marcus Aurelius. And I have read his Meditations many different times. And Gunther, the very first night that I met Gunther, he suddenly became Marcus Aurelius, coming out with his Meditations as he walked back and forth on the ramparts and watched the battle that was taking place below him. And it was so amazing to watch this. As I said, I'd read Aurelius's Meditations many times before, and I had never heard the ones that Gunther was quoting, but you could tell that it was Marcus Aurelius. The style was the same. The information that was imparted was identical. I wish I had a tape. And then one other time.
But you also said that you acknowledged, at least in the Obregon Chronicles, it's possible that was an implanted, you know, picture and memory. We're going to have another break here. We'll have to be right back, and hopefully you can answer at that time.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekdays.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Raylan Allen, talking about some fascinating areas, both on and off the radio show here at the moment. So, Raylan, where were we as far as...
Well, you had asked if these memories could be... I had just talked about Marcus Aurelius, and you asked if these memories could be put in there. And, of course, they can. I mean, any... Remember, I was married to John Dyer, Professor John Dyer, and if there's anybody there that was at the Naval Postgraduate School from the mid-60s till 1988 when he died, you knew him. He was one of the power leaders there at the Navy School. He was the one that invented the electronic warfare program. Out of that program came all of these mind control techniques. And so, yes, a false memory can be put in. I mean, they could have you for less than 5 minutes, and they would put in a recall program, which would tell you at midnight tonight, walk out your front door and get into the car that is waiting. You would have no memory of walking out the front door, getting into the car that was waiting. You would have no memory whatsoever of your six-hour programming session, and you would wake up in your bed as though nothing had happened. And so, yes, anything can be inserted into anyone, and anyone who says they are not mind-controlled should be the first person that you should suspect who is mind-controlled.
But isn't there, haven't you heard the notion that some people are more or less impervious to some of their techniques?
No one is. If anyone's ever told you that, they're feeding you a line. No one is impervious to their techniques. No one. That's how insidious these techniques are. You would have to be an alien from a foreign planet who had a brain set up in such a way that it was no way even similar to a human for them not to be able to program you.
Okay. How do you acknowledge that and acknowledge the idea that there could be a light on the planet?
How do I? Well, first of all,
a light side. In other words,
a light side.
What you're saying is that the dark has all power.
The light side has the same power and uses the same power. That was why. I mean, this whole concept of the good guys, never resort to the same level, never go down and fight in the mud like the bad guys do. That's just nuts. The good guys, if they're going to win, I mean, look at some of these rules that our government put upon the soldiers over in Afghanistan, that you can't fire unless they fire first. Things like this. Well, you cannot be handicapped in a battle that is literally for the soul, for the souls of the humans that are upon this planet. And that is why the good side uses the same techniques. That is why the Admiral says, we fight fire with fire. They are fighting for human sovereignty. The other side is fighting for human slavery.
Okay, but there have to be chinks in the armor of the dark side. I actually do believe that there are techniques that can withstand their programming and their approach with electronic weapons as well. Now, I don't know if you may be dealing on a certain level at which you don't acknowledge that this is possible. But I have to say that
believe that certain people are impervious to mind control.
Yes, I believe it's possible to become sort of aware of it and also to fight it.
I believe you can become aware of it and fight it. I do believe that. But I know full well that a program can be laid down in you, and you can be a master programmer who knows every single aspect of programming. And if the person who lays this program down in you is a little bit more sophisticated than you are, then you are programmed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about the technology. And just out of curiosity, are you familiar with Dr. Pete Peterson? We did a very long interview with him.
I think that I am. I think that I watched the his name is very, very familiar, but right at the moment I can't.
There is more than one Dr. Peterson who's quite well known in the intelligence community. So the other one is also a scientist, but his specialty is in a different area. This particular Dr. Peterson did have a background in MK Ultra, and mind control. So I imagine if your husband, your first husband, was in as deep as he was, that this they might have known each other.
It's very possible.
Uh-huh.
And my second husband also, because Gunter was one of the programmers for the CIA and for the Navy SEALs.
Okay, and, but now when we're talking about programming, you're talking about not human programming, but using a technology.
It's many different levels. Some of it is very similar to hypnosis. They sit you in front of a television screen, a huge television screen, kind of reminds me of The Clockwork Orange, with your eyes propped open so that you're watching everything. And there's jungle melodies going through it. That was the one that Gunter used. And then there was subliminals within the music. And I hear the music coming on.
Okay, very sorry here. We're going to go to the break at the top of the hour, and then we will be right back with Ray Linnella.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Leading to remove the old output.
And our control is good.
5, roger, copy.
1, 3, 2, 1.
Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Okay, great. There was some downtime. Were you able to hear my question just then?
I was barely able to hear it.
Well, I can repeat it. It's not a problem. What I was asking you was when you said that
Is there someone else on the air with us, or am I? Yes, I'm here, but I'm hearing other people. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you, Carrie, but I hear other people too.
Okay. We are at a conference here. I'm sorry that I'm broadcasting live here, so there is some background noise at my end, and that's probably what you're hearing. Is that okay? Can you hear me clear enough?
No, Carrie. What is happening is I am hearing me, and I'm hearing you on a delay.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't know what we can do about that. Perhaps our engineers could call you back, and we could try this connection again.
No, Carrie. What I'm hearing is no. It's not the background noise. I'm hearing your voice. I'm hearing your voice and my voice. Yes, I can hear you now.
So, is it any better now? Okay, I can't hear anybody. Okay, I think.
Okay, I'm back. They've called me back, so maybe this will be a good one. Well, it seems to be. It seems to be. Yes, I am here. Yes, I'm here.
And can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you fine now.
Okay, great. So what I was asking before was, and now we're going to go to a short break again. Sorry. We'll be right back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to
you. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Raylan Allen. Raylan, are you hearing me okay?
I am hearing you just fine now. I have no idea what in the world it was that was going on before, but I was hearing us, and, okay. And not only was I hearing us on a delay, but then it would come around and I would hear us again. So there would be like, you know, echo upon echo upon echo of what we were doing.
Well, I think, I think our conversation just got really interesting.
Well, you had asked me about the different types of mind control. And the one thing, you know, a lot of people just think it's hypnosis. It's drugs and hypnosis. But no, it isn't. It's actually cutting into the brain. It's putting electrodes in the brain. It's taking pieces of the brain. It's physically removing them. And it is, in some cases, erasing the memories that were there and overlaying new memories into your brain. And within some of these childhood memories, you know, I'll say to you, Carrie, what were you doing when you were 8 years old, May 2nd, on May 2nd of your eighth year? And I at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you remember?
No.
Yeah, it would be like, you know, what were you doing May 2nd, 1972 at 6:30 p.m.? Most people don't have a clue of what they were doing. And so if some of those memories are taken out, you're never going to miss them. And that's what That is how deep some of these programmings go. And an entire new person can be laid down in these vacant parts of your childhood memories. And when it is time for that personality to come online and go active, his telephone may ring. He may hear a trigger word or a trigger sound or a trigger song. And suddenly he changes from, Jim Brown garbage collector to Dr. Raymond Bellwether, nuclear physicist extraordinaire with a background in time travel. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But I'm wondering if, I don't know where your life has gone since this time, but it's obviously their development has changed. I mean, they've gone even further along that line. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree completely.
Okay. With that in mind, what we're also talking here about the idea that people can be programmed from long distance, and there are people out there that are working with people now that are being sort of terrorized by mind control
yes,
of various kinds and scalar weapons, and I'm sure you've heard of that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And sadly, there are people out there who are saying that they have products that can, keep you from being terrorized. And, many times the people that sell the products that are designed to keep us from being terrorized are also working for the government that is terrorizing us. And so, in other words, you spend hundreds of dollars and the products don't work. I've recently built myself a Faraday cage. And so I'm sleeping inside a Faraday cage. My whole bedroom is a Faraday cage. And because I was being attacked with something, now I do not know whether it is a real Meniere's attack or it is one of these electronic weapons that they developed for crowd control that simulate Meniere's attacks. And what a Meniere's attack is, that's the vertigo. But it's not just vertigo. The first thing that happens to you is you heat up like you're going through a microwave, then you lose your balance, then you start throwing up and messing your pants, and then you go into chills, and as soon as the chills are over, you start heating up and throwing up all over again. That's a crowd control weapon. Well, that also is Meniere's, and I've been diagnosed with Meniere's. And so I don't know whether I really have Meniere's or someone is beaming a weapon at me, and that's the reason I am in a Faraday cage. So I built myself a Faraday cage, and I have not had a Meniere's attack since I've been in it.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great, because I've got some strange things going on over here. What I'm wondering is the idea that that people can withstand this. To me, this is absolutely crucial that this be possible and understood. Now, I understand where you're talking about the so-called white hats and the black hats are working with the same tools, but even that becomes questionable. Okay.
I agree.
And at some point, you have to look at what's happening on the planet in a sort of in a larger way. And we're about to go through a kind of depending on your point of view, and I'm not sure where you sort of rest on this sort of group of information, but in terms of ascension and the planet moving from one dimension to another, do you have a point of view on that?
I do, and I do believe that we are going through ascension, and I do believe that our class is getting ready for graduation, and there are many, many souls here that are very, very close to being enlightened beings, the bodhisattvas who've come back to help their brothers and sisters attain ascension or enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, and once you've attained it, you don't need to study here anymore. Earth is a school, and yes, we are. Earth is transforming. Earth is becoming something totally different than it has ever been before. And
so to acknowledge that it's possible that these mind control techniques do not work on everyone long distance?
If you are, what should I say? If you are suitably enlightened, they do not work on you.
Exactly. That's, I mean, yeah. That is my point. One has to get to a certain point. But and of course, all of this is subject to discussion and contradiction, depending on the individual. You know, some people will say, "Well, I'm enlightened, right?" So,
And,
probably the first person who says that about themselves is the last person you should believe is actually enlightened. It's kind of one of those things.
But I don't think I know anybody yet that if there are people who are that enlightened, they are still in their caves in Tibet or India or Kathmandu or wherever. I cannot say that I have not personally met those people, but I know they exist because friends of mine have met those people. Those are the kind of people that can walk through walls. And so if you can walk through walls, you are not subject to mind control.
Okay. But if you want to go back to this sort of dichotomy that you've dealt with, which is the first husband and then the second husband. The second husband you considered to be your soulmate. Is that correct?
Well, if the story that I received from the Obregon Chronicles is true, then yes, he and I were two separate souls that were created to be one soul, one powerful soul.
But he passed on, is that correct?
Well, who knows? He was CIA. Half of the people that I know who are dead, I've met. And they're not dead. In other words, I get...
Being dead is relative if you talk about different dimensions. But what I'm talking about is he's left this planet in the physical.
I don't even know that for sure.
You don't know that. Okay. Yeah. Are you interacting with him on the non-physical realms?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
But he and I were doing that even when he was alive and in body. We had a telepathic connection.
Okay, and you do to this day is what you're saying?
Not a constant one, but I will get information from him, in my dreams from time to time. And I still know many of the people who he was working with on the projects that he was working, and I will call them up and ask them or email them and ask them, and sure enough, that's the information.
Okay.
And so,
would you say there's a reason why, for example, that you would be targeted in such a way that you need a Faraday cage? Do you know why?
No, Carrie, I don't. Because quite honestly, I don't think that any of the information that I have is dangerous enough to the New World Order that they would need to attack me the way they do. And the only thing that I can think of is my webpage, Rumor Mill News. I set it up in such a way that, I am not the voice of Rumor Mill News. I may be the publisher. I may be the one that has to come up with the money every month to keep it going. But there are over 150 writers from all around the world. Some of the people are very famous, but they can't publish in their own publication, so they publish on Rumor Mill News under aliases. And it is set up in such a way that my reporters can post something to Rumor Mill News 24 hours a day, unedited. I do not censor them. Nobody censors
really?
Them.
Really? Oh, that's fabulous. So you have like a content management system that allows them just to self-publish.
To self-publish. And the reason it was set up that way was just in case I've got some sort of latent program in me and suddenly somebody comes along that may be telling the truth that I don't want them to tell. Well, I can't do anything about it. I mean, there are rules on Rumor Mill, and even I have to follow the rules. And my second in command is so pure of heart that if Raylan does something that is not above board, then we have a private lounge where everybody goes in and he nails me to the wall. And I have to, I have to say, well, this is the reason I did that. And if it was wrong, I'm sorry and blah, blah, blah. But So far, I have not noticed that any mind-controlled part of me comes out and slaps down somebody that is telling the truth. But just in case that's possible, just in case I do have some programming in me that could do that, I've set up rumor mill in a way that in such a way that it can't happen.
Okay, and but you're what? Still. I mean, that it's a very widely read, well-known publication, and so it has a certain power in the marketplace. The media, you know, as alternative media.
And I finally have told people why I named it Rumor Mill News. I just thought everybody knew why I named it Rumor Mill News, but when Peter Moon refused a interview with me because he thought Rumor Mill News was frivolous, until I told him the reason that the name came out. But anyway, a lot of people have refused to come on the show because it's Rumor Mill News. But back in 1996, when Gunter and I started the magazine Rumor Mill News, we named it Rumor Mill News because the tradition in the print media in those days was, if you're getting your information from intelligent sources who will not allow themselves to be named or they will be killed, what you say is, it came from the rumor mill. And everybody who was reading that article would know that the rumor mill meant it came from someone in the intelligence world. And so that's why Rumor Mill News is called Rumor Mill
that's
News.
Great.
And
yeah.
That's why I use the CIA logo.
Okay. I didn't know that. That was your reason, but very, very good. I appreciate that. So can you tell me what do you think is really coming down the pike in the next few years? That the black hats are working in underground bases to prepare for?
Well, let's just say when I was in Austria, that the Austrians were digging underground installations that would feed and shelter Austrians, 8 million, I think that was how many Austrians were living in Austria at that time, 8 million people, and I think it was 100 years of food and water so that they could live underground. And I have been to the underground installations. I was taken by my husband's boss, the director of covert intelligence, or covert operations for the CIA in 1990. I was taken to their cloning laboratory, and after we left the cloning laboratory, the man who was my guide, he was the head of the whole thing, took me to their park. And in their parks, you know, they've got trees, they've got everything, they've got something in the sky that looks like a sun, they've got crops growing. So these underground installations, some of them have been there, you know, since the beginning of time here upon the planet, and the people have just added a few more rooms to them. The ones the Austrians built, though, those weren't old underground installations. Those were new ones that were being built. I have since discovered that China has enough underground installations for almost all of their people. Russia also does. America is one of the only countries that has not built the underground installations for all of their people. I will make you a bet Canada has them. I don't know about South America or anything like that. What I have been told by people who I trust know what they're talking about is that the volcanic activity, and to give an example, there was a huge volcanic eruption in the Philippines. Well, when that magma comes out and is drawn out and is drawn out, there's movement on the plates. And so the volcano was one day, and then this huge earthquake in New Zealand was the next day.
Right.
And so I believe that we are going to see an increased volcanic activity. I believe we are going to see increased earthquakes. I fully expect the New Madrid Fault is going to go off. And there are dormant volcanoes all throughout Mexico and all throughout the United States. People don't even realize how many volcanoes exist within the United States.
Yeah, I agree.
And, And so even if there is the slightest bit of magma movement, you know, maybe it's one of these flat volcanoes that doesn't have a cone coming up, like the one in Ethiopia that is forming a new ocean in the middle of Ethiopia. That's going to be an interesting thing.
Okay, but to get let's get back to this idea that America doesn't have room in their underground bases. So what is your understanding of their plan?
Very interesting. You mean the New World Order plan for America?
Yeah, I mean, you must be aware of the Georgia Guidestones, and you're aware of the plan basically to eliminate a large portion of the population on the planet.
Well, that is the New World Order's plan.
Right.
That is not the Chinese plan. That is not the Austrian plan. That is not the Russian plan. But those are about the only three countries I know of who are strong enough to stand up to the New World Order and have stood up to the New World Order. But here in America, no, they're just going to let us die. Now, a lot of the people, for some reason, they believed that Denver and the underground installations under Denver was the place for them to come. And I can hear the music, so we'll take up on Denver Airport when we come back.
Okay, wonderful.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Dark
funny and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Raylan Allen. And this is our last half hour, I believe, of the show. We do have a call-in line operating, so if you want to call in and ask Raylan some questions, please feel free to, and we'll try to take those questions along the way. We were just finishing up with talking about the underground bases and the plans and what might be happening. Raylan, are you also familiar with some of the latest things that have been going on in terms of the asteroids that apparently at least three asteroids that recently hit the planet that have been more or less covered up?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so you have to wonder where those asteroids hit and what they, you know, what they messed with in the Earth's core. And that's why I mentioned the volcanoes and the when the magma comes out, it leaves a opening, and that opening many times is along a fault line, which will trigger a major earthquake. And so, yeah, I'm really familiar with these, and I think that we need to find, we need to make a map somewhere and start plotting the locations of the asteroids versus volcanic eruptions and earthquakes.
Well, and they're also, you know, we've got people out there charting the dead birds, as I'm sure you saw, you know, the dead animals that are dying around the planet. And I've been given some inside information in that regard as well. I am
hearing that the birds are flying up against a wall, and you know, when I heard that from one of my informed military guys, he says it's like the cloaked Starship Enterprise ran into these birds. And so, you know, I thought for a moment, gee, is that HAARP that he's talking about? And then suddenly, what if it is a cloaked spaceship? What if the birds, what if we've got all sorts of ships in our atmosphere right at the moment? I don't know whether we do or not, but if they're cloaked, and I know darn well they can be cloaked, what if the birds did run into that?
So absolutely.
Let's just say that there are so many theories around, and I have yet to hear one that says to me, this is it, this is 100%. But what I do believe is John Parsons Wheeler III, that man who died mysteriously and his body was found in the garbage dump. And now his wife is saying he was murdered. His wife has come out and said he was murdered.
She'll
probably die in a plane crash pretty soon. But anyway, there is a connection between him and the dead birds at BB, Arkansas. And I can't quite remember what that connection is. I think...
they said was it was phosphine gas being released, that there was, a bioweapon that was released that he was aware of. My understanding, though, because I have done some research on that, is that his background was actually a lot more in cyber warfare than it was with the phosphine. And what I understand and what I was told by one of my contacts is that there are pinpoint holes in the magnetosphere around the planet that are allowing the atmosphere above the magnetosphere to enter, which has burning rays, and that they are actually being burned. The animals are being burned because of these holes in the magnetosphere.
Well,
that's what I was told.
I can believe that. That rings true to me. Remember I said, I am psychic, and unless something rings true with my inner meter, and I hadn't heard anything until you just said that rings true.
Yeah.
And of course, with these solar storms that are going on right now, you know, we experienced one, what was it, last week or last month?
Yeah, last week.
Okay. Time, has time been really weird for
yes.
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Because a day can go by and I could think it's just an hour, or, you know, a week could go by and I think it's 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, something happens on Monday and I think it happened 3 years ago.
So absolutely. Now, I have somebody who's written in a question, so I want to ask you the question that they wrote to me. They actually wrote to me a day ahead, asking if I would mention this to you. They live in San Luis Obispo, and they understand that there's some Templar energy, something left behind in San Luis Obispo, which is very interesting. And this person said you mentioned the bloodline descendants of the Austro-Hungarian royalty, which are also known as Templars, that were relocated through various ways into different areas. Now, I don't know what you know about this. Have you heard of anything to do with San Luis Obispo?
Well, there was believe it or not, right after the war, Judge, I can't even think what his name was. He was part of Reagan's administration, and a very famous man who was a judge there in San Luis Obispo. And my grandfather, who was first cousin with Cordell Hull, who was Secretary of State for almost 11 years from World War II up until, you know, I think he was even during Truman's time a Secretary of State. But anyway, my grandfather lived in Santa Margarita, which is just a hop and a skip from San Luis Obispo. And my grandfather was part of the group that resettled some of these Nazis into this country. And I did not know until Gunther and I were in Austria after 4 years of being married to him that my grandfather was the man that had resettled his father here in the United States. He settled him over in Wendover, Nevada, and then again in Winnemucca, Nevada. That's where Gunther grew up, in Winnemucca. But San Luis Obispo it was abandoned, at least I was told it was abandoned, had a huge underground installation that was called the Eagle's Nest. And that is where most of the paperclip people came. They came to San Luis Obispo.
Really? How interesting. I'd never heard that.
Well, I heard this from men who had actually been into the abandoned underground installation that was there. And in fact, one of the men was thrown in jail for trying to expose some of the things that were going on in San Luis Obispo. Now, when my husband and I were driving from Monterey down to Los Angeles, we stopped in San Luis Obispo at an Austrian restaurant. Now, don't you find that strange? Because San Luis Obispo isn't a really famous type place, but there's an Austrian restaurant, and Gunther knew about it. And so, yes, I think that whatever, and by the way, my husband was a Knights Templar, and the man that I met in the underground installation was the head of the Knights Templars, the modern day.
Okay, so, yeah, you're not talking about the original ones, are
well,
you?
Well, I don't know whether I am or not.
I see.
I am talking about a branch of the Knights Templars that I think possibly can be, you know, the originals.
Okay.
They did not go to Scotland. They went to Austria. And they stored most of their of the treasures that they brought back, the books, the scrolls, the things like that, that came from King Solomon's temple, the library that was under there. And they stored most of that in the salt mines so that it would stay, you know, it would stay in good condition so that they could finally decipher it. As a matter of fact, the stories that are in the Obregon Chronicles I met a Templar. He was assigned to me in Austria to be my teacher, and he wanted to make sure I knew what the New World Order was and what the opposition to it, who they were, and anyway, he told me, I had never mentioned the Obregon Chronicles to him. There's no way that he could have known about it. It was like 20 years later that I published it. And so he told me that those stories that I was receiving about Obregon, those stories were found in King Solomon's temple, and it took him almost 800 years to be able to translate them. And so that's where the Obregon Chronicles came from.
The story is saying there was a bishop of Toulouse from southern France who apparently San Luis Obispo is named after, who was a Franciscan bishop of Toulouse. That's what they're saying. Who had some role in this whole drama.
I know that southern France, that was the area where Mary Magdalene settled,
right,
originally. And southern France, the Templars were about to break it off from France and make it its own country. And that's why the King of France destroyed them all. There is something in southern France that, you know, that we don't know exactly what it is. And it's...
Renly Chateau, hidden.
Well, I'm not even sure it's at Renly Chateau. I think it may be more up in the mountains between France and Spain. And I know that the Catalan region of Spain, that's where the underground installation that I went to was. That's uh-huh. where the Templars had their underground submarine bases. And I also know that the Templars brought their treasures here to the United States. And they, you know, I did not know there were not horses in the United States. There were no horses in the United States until the Spanish brought the horses in. I never knew that. I just found that out a few years ago. And I was always wondering why Gunther said the Templars had the carts and they had to have enough Templars to be able to pull the carts from the East Coast all the way over to the Rockies, where some of the Templar treasure is hidden, and then on into Utah, where more of the Templar treasure is hidden. And so the Templar treasure is hidden in California, in the United States, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there was some of it in San Luis Obispo.
Okay, let me change gears here before we close the show here and ask you, you're familiar with the White Hat reports that you are also publishing on your site, right?
Yes, I am familiar. I read them, and I sort of looked. I don't know who those people are. Do you?
Well, I was just about to ask you that.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Them,
I don't know who they are.
Okay.
I was looking. I was on their website today and going, now who in the world are these people? Are these some people that I know? Or I just don't know. You know,
Well, let me ask you this. What about because we just had a volcanic eruption in the Philippines. I'm told that there's substantial amount of gold and these certificates, boxes of certificates in the Philippines by some people. And then by other people, I'm told that actually the certificates have rotted and the gold itself has been removed.
That's a lie. Whoever
That's
you're talking to doesn't know what they're talking about.
Okay,
I mean, if there's anything I know about, it's the gold and the certificates in the Philippines.
Oh, well, what do you know about it?
Well, Gunther and I were involved in the largest transfer of gold from the Philippines in history. It was 1,500 metric tons with rollovers up to 500,000 metric tons.
And where did it go?
Well, from the Philippines, it went to a smelter in Greece. From Greece, it went to Germany. And from Germany, supposedly, it went back into Austria. But I don't know. Gunther and I got thrown out of the deal. We never got the commission. Or we would have been the richest people in the world right at the moment. But quite frankly, 20 years ago, I wasn't ready to be the richest person in the world. I needed a little bit of humility.
But are you saying that you actually, in other words, you are sure that you took gold out of there?
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely, 100%. Okay. And I'm absolutely certain that George Herbert Walker Bush, who was the aerial photographer for General Douglas MacArthur during World War II, and he took aerial photos of the Philippines on a daily basis, so he knew exactly where all of the gold was being buried. Now, this is not Japanese gold. This is not German gold. This is the gold from the sovereign nations of the world. All of these nations, the nations that had been already been raped and pillaged by
Okay, we're going to, sorry, we'll be right back. We're coming to a commercial.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Raelynn Allen from Rumor Mill News, and it's been a fascinating two-hour show. We have the last 10 minutes to go here. So, Raelynn, to get back to the money in the Philippines, the gold, and whether or not, first of all, who owns it in your view?
in my view, the gold is actually owned by sovereigns who, sovereign nations and nations that don't exist anymore. It would be like the Mayan nation or, you know, the king of Saba. Interestingly enough, Saba was where the daughter of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba took the gold originally and put it on the island of Saba. And I believe that is in the Philippines. And the Philippines haven't yet given up that land to its rightful king. And so there are kingdoms and sheikdoms and queendoms around the world that were raped and pillaged and destroyed by the original New World Order, starting about the time that Columbus started for America. And it is, you know, by the end of the 1800s, these people realized that they are not strong enough to withstand you know, this steamroller that's just literally about to destroy them all. So they banded together, and they worked with Japanese engineers, because the Japanese engineers were the best at that time, and huge underground vaults all around the world were made. We only know about the ones in the Philippines. And that is where the gold and the artifacts and the treasures. And I say artifacts. Now, remember, the Philippines, this is Lemuria. This is the mountains of Lemuria.
Right.
There are places in the Philippines that aren't even of this world. I mean, you walk through it, and you're in another world. You're in another dimension. And so the Philippines is a very magical country, and I actually think the Philippines will rise and we'll have Lemuria back again. But that gold belongs to countries that no longer exist and to peoples that no longer exist. And so after the earth changes, well, you know, I don't know exactly how this is going to happen, but the money, the gold, is going to be used to back money. Money's going to go back on a metal standard. This fiat money is going to be history, and hopefully it'll never happen again in the history of the planet. But we've
okay,
got
but
earth
I was
changes.
Told, okay, what about the idea that there would have to be a war to get at that the money in the Philippines, assuming there is money there?
Why would there have to be a war?
Because right now it's very heavily guarded, and there are a number of countries, China, Japan, U.S. and probably some others that I'm not aware of, that are all sort of vying for that the gold down in the Philippines, and who want to confiscate.
That gold has been there since 1920. If anybody was able to take it, it would be gone by now. There have been a few stashes that have been stolen.
Do you think that there is any kind of, say, force field around it, some reason why they could have taken it?
Yes, it is being guarded by people by beings that have a greater capacity than we have. The gold will never really be put back to, what should I say? The gold will be moved to certain places. That gold is like the meridians in a human body. And there's too much of it over there in the Philippines and over in the Bermuda Triangle. There's too much of it in certain places. And so over the last 10 years, it has been taken out, but it's been taken out by the good guys, and it's been put in locations which will help balance the Earth's meridian system. And
okay. The idea of the monatomic gold aspect of the gold itself?
Now, I do know that there was quite a bit of white gold that came out of Solomon's temple that the Templars had. And this monatomic gold, it changes people. I mean, you've got to be one of the more enlightened people to really be able to be around it. It will drive you crazy or maybe even kill you. I'm talking about the bars. What are you talking about? Are you talking about these drops that people are taking?
Well, I mean, yeah, either way. I mean, one can be converted into the other, one would assume. Uh, but,
But whichever one you're talking about, I'm certainly interested either way.
There is something very special about the gold that is in the Philippines, and either it is because there is so much of it in certain locations that the people who are guarding it, I mean, maybe they are aliens themselves, but the people who are guarding it, and a lot of it is in tribal lands, and so these are native chiefs that are guarding this stuff, and they know the gold is not theirs. Some of them are Muslims, some of them are communists, some of them are Christians. I mean, the Philippines is made up of all sorts of things. But when the Templars took their gold to the Philippines, the Templars married the daughters of the Philippine chiefs. And so we have a Lemurian Templar line that goes down in many of these tribal areas. And the gold gives people incredible abilities. Just incredible abilities.
Right. Well, the author, he's dying right now, and I forget his name, but he's quite well known for his metaphysical books about the Templars and about the gold, and he used the gold for a number of years. Actually, we're at the end of our show here, really.
Oh, you'll have to tell me who that is so I can read his books.
Yeah, I'm going to have it. Well, I'm sure you know who I'm talking anyway. He's dying at this time, but I imagine he took a lot of monatomic gold. It didn't seem to help him. I had information that he was actually targeted with a spell that's created a problem. But at any rate,
it's been fun. It's been fun, Carrie. And I thank you for having me as a guest. This has been fun.
Thank you very much. And I would encourage everyone to go visit Rumor Mill News. And is that rumormillnews.com? Is that the
URL? Yes. Rumormillnews.com, and go straight to the reading room, because the reading room is where you find all the juicy stuff. And half of my agents don't even know who I am. So I love it. Okay.
Well,
thanks again.
Fun. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'd love to have you on in the future.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Leading to 0 out.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.